Hey folks, CA Rachana Ranade here, and I welcome you all to another episode of Finance Simplified, the podcast. The name of the stock is ITC. So let's get started. It is, of course, the favorite stock of memers. And there have been so many memes around this stock. I have read, I'm sure, at least more than 100-150 memes about this. But my personal favorite is this one. Patience level kitna hai? Investor in ITC. Salary kitna loge? Kya baat hai? I think the three idiots scene has been given a totally different investor angle in this one. But I think the stock actually asked people to shut their mouth when it gave a 75% return in a period of 1 year, starting March 22 to March 23. But this stock has been in news of late because of BAT. So let's understand about the news of BAT. That is nothing but British American Tobacco. Okay. Now, this company held almost 29% stake of ITC, and that was valued at 1.5 lakh crore. And on 13th March 2024, this company, BAT, which is like one of the biggest shareholders of ITC, they sold 3.5% stake in ITC Limited, and they sold it in the open market at a price of 400 rupees 25 paisa, around 43 crore shares, aggregating to 17,485 crores were sold in the open market. Okay. Now, first of all, we need to understand that whenever such a huge supply means what? Almost 43 crore shares. How much do we buy? 43 shares. Correct. Of one company. They have sold 43 crore shares. Okay. If there is such a huge supply of any specific stock in the market, what do you feel? Basic economics. Supply is more. Demand is more or less similar. In that case, ideally, price should fall. Right. But what happened on 13th March, in fact, the stock showed a gap up opening, and also it has closed almost 4.45% higher as compared to the previous day. Okay. Now, in spite of such a huge supply, why did this happen was the big question, right? So for that, when I tried to understand what could be the reason, we found out that BAT is one of the strategic investors or key investors. Means, what do I mean by that? See, BAT has been the investor in ITC since inception almost. So they have been invested in ITC for almost 100 years now. Okay. So what do you feel? Whatever shares BAT had, were they freely available for trading? Answer is no. They were not freely available for trading. They had it with themselves. Will this be counted in the market capitalization of ITC? Yes. But will this be counted in free float market capitalization of ITC? Answer is no. This point is clear. This is a very important point. Typically, free float market capitalization is nothing but total market capitalization minus whatever number of shares multiplied by its price, obviously, is not freely available for trading. What could be the examples? Whatever stake promoter has held, that is not freely available for trading. Whatever stake any strategic investor has held, that is not freely available for trading. Shares which are locked in, they are not freely available for trading. These are some examples, right? So they are not counted in the free float market capitalization. When BAT sold these shares, so now you can imagine what happened. Free float of ITC in fact increased. Simple till here. Now you might be like, why am I giving so much importance to free float market capitalization has increased in case of ITC? Because ITC is a part of Nifty. I'll be like, Nifty's calculation is not based on market capitalization. It's based on free float market capitalization. And that is the reason why ITC's weightage in Nifty will increase to some extent. If that be so, index funds, basically passive index funds, they are definitely going to buy ITC. So whatever is going to be the supply, that is going to be absorbed by these index funds at least. Other than index funds, or specifically talking about these fund houses who may buy, do we already know few fund houses who have already bought these shares? Yes. When BAT sold the shares, almost 9.2 crore shares of ITC were bought by GIC Singapore, and almost 12.4 crore shares were bought by ICICI Prudential. Both were, there were multiple block deals, but these two I thought were one of the bigger ones. So that is why I thought of telling this to you. So I hope you have understood all in all. Now to sum up this entire news. Number one, was there a supply of shares? Yes. Would that be otherwise considered as a bad news? Yes. But number three, was this absorbed very nicely? Yes, majorly by DIS and FIS. Okay. And number four, because this led to an increase in free float market capitalization for ITC, that was also taken as a positive news. Now, the next question that pops up in our mind is, why could have BAT sold their stake? Okay. Now, when I try to analyze the chart of BAT, that's how it looks like. And if you see here, the stock price has gone back to 2010 levels right now. Correct. Now, ideally, company needs to boost the investors' confidence in such cases. And one of the tool could be announcing a buyback. Okay. Now, if they were to announce a buyback, then obviously they need a lot of money. And this money could have been raised through what? By selling the stake in ITC. Just to give you one point about this, it was mentioned in the news that BAT plans to use the proceeds from ITC stake sale to buy back its own shares worth ₹1.6 billion over a period ending December 2025, starting with ₹700 million in 2024. So I hope you have understood that what could have been the reason why BAT sold stake in ITC. It has got nothing to do with the fundamentals of ITC. It is to fund a requirement which BAT had. Now let's understand about one more news which was so much discussed about regarding ITC, which was about the demerger of its hotel business. This is a news back which dates back to 2023, but still I think this is also important for us to quickly discuss about this. It is expected that the demerged business of hotel is expected to list on the stock exchange around November 2024. Now you might be like, recently also we heard about some demerger news that was about Tata Motors. It was mentioned that the PV and EV is going to be separated from the CVs, from the commercial vehicles, right? Now what happens when such demergers happen? Number one, investors who believe in a specific theme, they get an additional investment opportunity to invest in a specific focused theme. For example, if I'm talking about ITC and if I feel that ITC Hotels is really, you know, doing very well, and because I want to own a part of ITC Hotels, I will have to buy ITC ka share. But now if I'm given a choice that ITC Hotel ka share you will get separately, I would definitely want to invest only in that business. So from an investor perspective, I get an option. Okay. From a company perspective, what happens is that because when they demerge businesses, they can focus better on each and every single business. If the focus is clear, the performance improves. The moment performance improves, it shows up in the financials. And in fact, many experts believe that after ITC's demerger, when the hotel business is set aside, ITC's ROCE, that is return on capital employed, and also ROIC, both are expected to increase by almost 10%. So I think it's going to be a win-win for even investors as well as the company. So I hope you have understood about this news in short. So in this section, which is the last section, we are going to understand about the business model in absolute brief, because I'm sure everyone knows what ITC does. But we are also going to understand the QOQ and YOY performance quickly based only on two parameters. One is revenue and one is profitability. And number three, very important, we are going to talk, or we are going to really analyze whether this statement holds true. What is the statement? The statement is that many people believe that ITC is wanting to move away from cigarettes business. They're moving away from cigarette to a non-cigarette business. Whether that is happening, we'll try and understand the trend over the last 5 years. So all these three things we're going to cover in this specific section. So first, let's quickly get started with five major business verticals. The very first one is cigarettes. Everyone knows that. Second one is FMCG as a business vertical. And the moment I use examples like Sunfeast, Ashirwad Atta, Bingo, Classmate, everyone is aware about these brands, right? All belong to ITC and all are under the same business vertical of FMCG, right? If I'm talking about hotels, ITC Hotel, everyone knows, a pretty famous five-star hotel chain. And they also have one more chain, which is called as Welcome Hotel. Fourth one is agribusiness, and ITC's agribusiness is the country's second largest exporter of agri products. Products like wheat, wheat flour, rice, coffee, all these are what are exported by this company. And last one is paper boards, paper and packaging. This is not a very big division of the company, but cardboard. So that is what can be considered under this segment of paperboard, paper and packaging. Okay, so just quick brief details about what does the company do. With this now, let's go on to the QOQ and YOY performance. So first, have a look at this. Now if you see segment revenue, only we are talking about the revenue right now on a QOQ basis, be it cigarettes, be it others, be it agri, all these three, all are in negative. Okay, paperboard packaging is barely in positive 0.5%. Biggest positive is hotel with 29.74% growth QOQ. But I don't think this has to be even considered. Why? Q3 is always better as compared to Q2 because hotels is a cyclical business. In Q3, we'll have holidays like Diwali, Christmas, and that is when typically people love to travel, and typically hotels business does see a surge in this. So not a very relevant data for analysis per se. Let's understand about the profitability. Have a look at this. As far as PBT is concerned, be it against cigarettes, others, agri, paperboard, everywhere QOQ, there is a degrowth. I mean, you can see negative numbers, right? But hotels, 82.54%. Again, you know the reason why. Seasonal, zyada hai, right? Now, let's understand the YOY performance. This is also important. On a YOY basis, be it, it's almost positive. If you see cigarettes, 3.58% positive. FMCG, others, 7.6%. Hotels, 18.26%. Good. Now, this is YOY. Seasonality is gone here, right? If you see agri is just minus 2% downturn, and paperboards packaging is almost 9.76% down. So this is only one area where on a YOY we see almost a 10% negative growth. If I'm talking about PBT you will see here cigarettes a shade higher with 2.3%, FMCG 24.14% growth YOY. Hotels, fantastic, 57.53% growth YOY. Agri and paperboard, again, both in negative with 13.3% and 51.16% respectively. So all in all, if you ask me, finances are not looking like super duper hit. Average above average is what I can see. Let's see how the performance of the company is seen post demerger. I would be really happy to see that as well. But now let's try and focus on the point of whether they are really shifting from cigarette business to non-cigarette business or not. And for that, we'll have a look at a 5-year snapshot. So if you see here, you'll understand the first one is FMCG cigarettes, right? Now, how much is the overall revenue? If you see here, back in Q3 FY20, the revenue was 5,311 crores, which was contributing to what? 41.41% of the total revenue. Now, if I come to Q3 FY24, from 41.41%, it has just gone down to 40.29%. So over last 5 years, their revenue contribution, cigarettes ka revenue contribution has gone down barely by 1%, 1 point something. Now, what I've done, FMCG others, hotels, agri business and paperboard, I've taken the summation as a non-cigarette business. Now, this has gone up from what to what? From 58.59% to 59.71%. So over a period of 5 years, again, the revenue has barely increased by 1%. Obviously, it has to be that, right? So I don't see that they are moving from cigarettes to non-cigarette in a big way. The differentiator is barely 1%. But also, let's have a look at the profitability numbers. Profitability, you will definitely see that from cigarette business, it has gone down from 83.5% to 78.47%. What profitability? Contribution of cigarette segment to the overall profitability of the company, that has gone down from 83.5% to 78.47%. And non-cigarette has gone up from 16.5% to 21.53%. So shade better for profitability perspective, not that great from the revenue perspective. Ultimately, let's also talk about the profit margins generated by each business. Right now, if you see here, cigarettes is again has been a consistent big chunk for ITC above 60% throughout. Of course, it has been slowly and steadily decreasing from 70.7% to 62.63%. Happy about hotels though. I'm not going to consider Q3 FY21 and Q3 FY22. Reason being very simple, Corona. But FY20, it was 15.76% profit margin, which has jumped up to 27.32%. That is a very good jump, I must say. And even FMCG others has jumped from 3.26% to 8.29%. I hope you have understood about this fundamentals in a simple way. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Finance Simplified. I hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast and also found some value in it. If you did, don't forget to share it with your friends and relatives. Till then, take care. Jai Hind.